This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are just going to stipulate here that the current state of British politics is confused. Brexit, no Brexit. Prime Minister May, no Prime Minister May. It is a bit muddled over there. Not helping the clarity at all is that millions of Europeans, Brits still officially among them, are going to go to the polls over the next couple of days to elect a new European Parliament. Yes, the Brits did vote to leave the EU, but they are still in. Thus, they got a vote. Set to win, if polls hold, the most British seats is the UK's newest and most popular political party, the Brexit Party. Results on Sunday as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
On a street corner in the northeast of the capital, party workers gather to canvass in one of Britain's oddest elections.
Smiley face, remember, we're selling a product.
Members of the Brexit Party campaigning for seats in one of the institutions they most despise, the European Parliament.
Anyone else want posters or leaflets?
Stranger still, they're seeking election in a bloc that Britain may have left before they've had a chance to take their seats. And this is all costing the British taxpayer £100 million. Isn't this election a terrific waste of money?
Yes, spending £100 million is a waste.
Lance Foreman, businessman and Brexit Party candidate. Why are you running, then, if this is a waste of money?
Well, sometimes you have to spend money to save money, and as a businessman, I know that.
The new party believes that it can end the Brexit stalemate by showing that most Brits still want to break free from the EU without an exit deal and on World Trade Organization terms if necessary. The party's leaders have attracted support from people of many political persuasions, including communist Jill Rubel.
Because they're for Brexit and they're very clear that we should leave with no deal, and that's what I support.
And from the other end of the political spectrum, people like Bradley Miller.
You know, Conservative I would normally vote for, but I'm not going to this time.
Why not?
Because they're liars and everything they've said is rubbish.
They haven't delivered Brexit.
They haven't, no. They've not done nothing.
Cashing in on that pessimism in a series of upbeat rallies around Britain, the Brexit Party has been pumping out a patriotic message.
Do we believe in Britain?
Yes!
Fantastic.
And tapping into the feeling of anger and grievance among Brexiteers.
We have been humiliated, utterly humiliated as a nation. It's an outrage and a disgrace. Incompetent leadership, incapable negotiators.
That's the chairman of the new party, property tycoon Richard Tice, but there's no doubt who's the real star of the show.
Please welcome to the stage, Nigel Farage.
Bounding onto the stage, wallowing in the limelight, Nigel Farage is clearly relishing his newfound rock star status. Before the rally, however, he insisted to Marketplace he has a deadly serious political intent to uphold the democratic will of the people.
Actually, we've been willfully betrayed by our political class, and I founded the Brexit Party to fight back against that.
What will it achieve, though, if you do win lots of seats in the European Parliament? It's not going to bring Brexit.
Oh, what it does is put WTO Brexit back on the table. I want Brexit Party representatives to become part of the government's negotiating team. You know, we will have a democratic mandate to be part of that. We will shift the agenda, and it'll take us a lot closer to leaving.
Brexiteers, like former Conservative politician Ray Knock, lapped up Farage's barnstorming performance at the rally.
I think he's an exceptional man, and he's the right man at the right time to save this country and deliver Brexit. I'm confident he will deliver Brexit.
Clearly, the European Parliament doesn't share that enthusiasm for Farage. It's launched an investigation into claims that as a member of the Parliament, he failed to declare more than $500,000 worth of expenses paid for by a controversial businessman with Russian links. Farage has not denied the claim, but dismissed the investigation as a smear designed to dent his rising popularity. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.